Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. This time, I'm introducing you to Dean Graves, who is so very passionate about philosophy, psychology, and exploring the human condition to help others find inner peace. He's written books, he conducts workshops, and he's created seminars that have helped numerous people worldwide. Dean is one of those people that was just going on with life and doing what he thought he was supposed to until right in the middle, around his 50th year, he began to meditate, and through that meditation, opened entire universes. And what he wants us to know is the true nature of humanity's purpose in creation. The story of his awakening is fascinating, and as I said, it began in the most unlikeliest of places. So here's my conversation with the really down-to-earth and interesting Dean Graves.
I had a spouse for a period of time, and she died after about 11 years that we were together. And after she died, I was very morose. And actually, 2 days after she died, and I was taking the garbage out, and I was coming back into the house, very common. I mean, nothing special about that. And I heard this voice, and the voice said, "I'm your higher self." And I went, "Well, shit." And my higher self was my spouse. I'm prepared to preface this by saying that my spouse for a period of time, I had a spouse for a period of time, and she died after about 11 years that we were together. And after she died, I was very morose. And actually, 2 days after she died, and I was taking the garbage out, and I was coming back into the house, very common. I mean, nothing special about that. And I heard this voice, and the voice said, "I'm your higher self." And I went, "Well, shit." And my higher self was my spouse. And while we were together, she developed a significant talent for talking to her higher self. And before she died, about 6 months before she died, I had in meditation a visitation from her higher self and from her, but I didn't know it was her. And her higher self presented, I could see them, and she held my left hand, and my higher self, that was my spouse at the time, held my right hand, but she was behind me. I couldn't see her. And their physical presence was, if you ever saw the movie Cocoon, okay, yes. And you remember the spirit image when they took the facade off and they were just light? Yeah. Well, that was the image that was presented to me, you know, that's what they looked like. And that was just for my purposes. But I couldn't tell you whether they were with me for 3 days or 30 minutes. It was so overwhelming. And so and I was just shaking. I was just vibrating, you know, with this high energy. And it took me about 30 minutes after I finished the meditation, after they departed and I finished the meditation, before I could stand up, because I was, just, you know, my body was just, that was a precursor to let me know that, I didn't know at the time that she was going to die, but, you know, that was just preparing me for that and preparing me for doing what I'm doing now. And then, you know, when she did die and I got that, well, yeah, of course, you know, you're my higher self. So, and we talk daily, and that's the source of my information. And we just have an ongoing, and then we went through a long period of self-healing, and she was my guide for my self-healing. And in the course of self-healing, I was learning about myself, obviously, and learning a lot of things about creation and what we're here for and all that kind of stuff. But she's still my source of information. She's my teacher, and I'm just here doing what I can do. But yeah, that that experience was monumental for me, and just got a peek behind the curtain of what it's like over on the other side.
There you go. You're using that verbiage, peek behind the curtain, because I was literally just thinking of this dream that I had, which my listeners are probably sick about hearing about at this point, but it's quick. Where this happened years ago and it completely upended my entire life and really wrecked me for a few years. It was not emotionally okay, but I was floating out in space, looking at the universe, and it was so beautiful. And I was marveling at its beauty. And there was the background hum. I felt really held, even though I was floating in space. And I was just saying to myself, my God, this is gorgeous. And this figure came on and looked at me and said, oh, you think this is real? This is what's real. And went down to the bottom of the universe and pulled a curtain back and then showed me what was behind it. And it was so, it's a noetic experience. You can't explain it. It's just, you know, I try to tell people and I'm like, you just don't, it's like beyond words, but it was a revelation. I woke up the next day and the energy was in my room. The entire room was suffused with it. Needless to say, I felt great that day. I was like, wow. The only thing I can say is that it was love, but it was beyond love. But then I started a whole period of life where I was like, I don't know why I'm here. I'd rather be there. Like nothing about this, you know? And so it was about 2 years where I had pretty profound depression and was really screwed up. Really,
really,
really screwed up. I was so angry. I was so angry at being shown that. I was so resentful. I was just, I mean, beside myself, I was so angry until finally I saw this acupuncturist, you know, who did Tuinan, so could feel things in my body just by touching it. He was so talented. And he said, okay, there's something going on here that you need to tell me about. And I told him, and I said, you know, I want to be there. And he said, all right, okay, this is what we're going to work on. Cause this is like, you're carrying this and it's in your body. And we're just going to do the work that makes you want to stay, because obviously you're here to do something. You don't know what it is right now, but we've got to change this whole story for you. And so that's when I saw him every week and he changed my life and he saved me and he helped me. I'm still, you know, a brat. I'm still grumpy when I am like tapped on the shoulder and said, hey, you should do this or whatever. I mean, I always make a joke that they like me because I complain a lot. And they're like, that one over there is a huge whiner. Okay. We like her fighting spirit. And at this point, it's just this dance we go through where I complain for a while and they all shake their heads and say, we know you're going to do it. Just, you can skip the whining part. Just go and do it. But I'm kind of addicted to the whining at this point.
Well, it's all right. It's behavior. But what is anger? Why do we get angry? Why does anybody get angry?
I felt betrayed. I felt really betrayed by the fact that I was quote unquote given this vision. And I didn't want it because I didn't want to wake up yet. I wanted to still like live in the fever dream, I guess you could say. I mean, I guess once I had that dream, I knew that I could never ignore the reality anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Anytime that we experience anything that we don't like, that is stress. And stress is a spectrum ranging from the most minor to the most severe. Anything in between is stress. Stress is a message to us of what we need to become aware of inside of us, those beliefs that we talked about earlier that we incorporated into our identity. What we're supposed to do is become aware of the belief, yeah, that's causing me stress, so I don't need that belief anymore, and throw it out. when we get angry, as we've experienced stress, which is something that has challenged the authenticity of our self-perception, but we don't want to change. And so I want to get angry at the experience to make the experience go away so I don't have to change. So I've been given the gift of awareness of what I need to heal, but I'm not going to do that. I resent that. So I'm going to get angry with you to make you go away so I don't have to change.
Yep.
Darn.
Everyone, I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Dean and everything that he had to say. I think it's important to understand that we live in a dynamic universe filled with energies and beings and creations that we can only begin to guess at. And the most interesting thing we can do with our lives is to explore those reaches, explore those mysterious places, and then figure out how we can work with them to make this world a more beautiful place. If you want to do a deeper dive on Dean and what he's doing in the world, check out all the links in the episode show notes. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm so grateful that you take the time to download this podcast, to listen, and hear a little bit more about what goes on behind the curtain of our universe. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Dean. I mean, mystery, magic, mayhem, amazingness can happen at any time of life. So just because you're 50, just because you're 60, just because you're 12, doesn't mean that that mysterious energy, that thing that just enlivens this universe, isn't going to stop by and offer you an opportunity. So keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, and be ready to partner with that which is divine.